This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday, yesterday also marked an anniversary, the first COVID case in the United States of America. Hard as that is to believe, 1 year. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. Not all of us had it on our radar screen for sure in January 20th of last year, but our lives were soon turned upside down. Good morning, welcome, and thank you for being here with us. Did you have a favorite performance in all of the festivities yesterday?
Oh, Brian, I wish I would have gotten to watch more of it. It's amazing. And had I been thinking well in advance, I would have taken yesterday off because I was trying to do my work on my conference calls and still watch the inauguration itself. So it's amazing. And it's, you know, everything was so filled with hope. And there's nothing more beautiful than our capital. Our nation's capital is amazing.
Yeah, it is hard to, in your mind, juxtapose the images of 2 weeks ago and the images of yesterday. But one of the things that they did a lot of celebrating last night was healthcare workers. And, you know, you go every day. You see this. You see what the front lines look like. I see them so frustrated on social media, you know, when they're there and they've been in the emergency room and they've been in these wings and they've seen what this does and the toll it takes, arguing with even their own family members about this thing being a hoax. I always think about them every time, you know, how disheartening that is for people to just sort of continue to lie about this thing when they know what it looks like face to face.
Yeah, and these folks have been there every day and night, and it's been a bigger job because with COVID now visitors restrictions are loosening up, but you know, especially COVID wings, we couldn't allow either any of the hospitals to have people in unless it was truly end of life, and for many hospitals they couldn't even have people on the COVID wings for end of life so that somebody could be there. So in addition to the work they did and have been doing and continue to do, taking care of patients, they became the family, the lifeline, the one holding the hand at the end for these patients. And, you know, the emotional toll on these nurses, I don't think people recognize that this, you know, they care about their patients deeply, deeply.
Absolutely. And I was thrilled to see them honored in such a big way last night. Now, here in Macon County, we got the numbers last night. Three people dead, a female in her 50s, a male in his 60s, and a male in his 70s. 37 newly confirmed cases. I mean, I'm hard-pressed to understand why 1 year into this, how people will still deny what a tragedy it is that a woman in her 50s lost this battle yesterday who could have had a whole lot of years left.
Well, and Brian, you know, we can't forget that the virus, this isn't over. You know, yes, we are all thankful that our numbers are down and that we are not in the same position that California is in right now where it's overwhelmed. But we've got to remember that this virus is still here. It is still killing people, and it's not just really old people. It's people in their 50s, in their 60s, in their 70s. And so we've got to be vigilant. It's every day I find out another friend or their child, young adult, has COVID, and it scares me because we know through, you know, the Danny Cater death that this can rob a 30-year-old, a healthy 30-year-old of her life. And so we've got to keep this in mind. Plus, you know, there are big concerns about this UK strain. Granted, if you get a vaccine, and we're urging patients for people to be patient, we're trying our best to get more vaccine here. There's just not enough supply yet to get to everybody that needs to get it, wants to get it. But this new strain spreads so much faster. I mean, we're doing very well right now here. You know, our numbers are down. We're able to open some restaurants. You know, things are getting a little bit back to normal, but there's a huge urge, and it's normal, to say, okay, good, we're done. We have had a year of this, and we are getting back to normal. We've got to be careful because this is still here, and more may be coming.
Now, tomorrow, the health department is holding a drive-through COVID-19 vaccination clinic. That's from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. on the Farm Progress Show, Progress City property. The COVID-19 vaccination clinic is only for eligible Phase 1A and 1B individuals. The vaccines will be given on a first-come, first-served basis until 3 p.m. or until 500 doses of the vaccine have been administered, whichever comes first. I would imagine there's going to be a very long line of cars there.
Brian, everybody wants this vaccine. I take that back. Not everybody wants it, but there is a huge outcry for this vaccine. People over 65, and that's, you know, I'm 60, so I'm not that far off from this. But that generation of people, 65 to 75, they want this. They don't want to live the life they've been living. They want to be protected from the virus. They want the vaccine. There are a whole lot of them in this community. And you start looking at the 1A, 1B list, it's huge, especially for us, because agricultural workers, that includes everybody at Tate & Lyle and ADM and, you know, Sloan Implement, if you will. You know, you look at all the ag-related companies that are included. You know, teachers are in this. It's a lot of people, and 500 doses is not nearly enough. We need more like 5,000 doses on a regular basis to get this community vaccinated.
And what is your sense of where we are in this pipeline? Is that going to flow, or are we going to run out? I mean, there was a lot of hyperbole about having this thing rolled out, and from what I'm hearing state to state, and it really does look different in every state, we just don't know.
No, we don't. Johnson & Johnson, I'm not up to date on this the last couple of days. I know they're coming out with their vaccine. There's another one, AstraZeneca maybe, that's coming out with a vaccine. So hopefully we will be able to increase the supply in a rapid way. But, you know, we've got a lot of people in this country to vaccinate, and it's going to be a huge effort. And there are different things going on. For example, the long-term care facilities, they were in Illinois. Their deal was they have to contract with either CVS or Walgreens to get everybody in their facilities vaccinated and to get those. So they're not in the mix of what the health department gets. You know, the hospitals are trying to assist as well. Crossing is in this. We are all trying to do our very best. But, you know, we've got to exercise some patience in waiting for enough of this vaccine to get here. And please, you know, these healthcare workers in the health department, they are trying really hard. But understand, this is a big lift. It is a big lift. And they have been in a big lift situation for a year. So we ask you to be calm, be nice, and give us a little time to get this together.
All right, Mayor, if you're going to go back and look at anything from the inauguration yesterday, go listen to or watch Amanda Gorman, the 23-year-old poet who was tapped to do that incredible poem at the inauguration. That was the all-star moment of the day.
That's actually on my list for this morning. I'm going to find 10 minutes where nobody's going to bother me and watch and listen. I've just heard it's amazing, and I missed it. So
yep.
I missed too much of the inauguration as it is. I may have to, you know, really lock myself in a room and watch pre-recorded or a rerun.
YouTube. There you go. Mayor, we appreciate
go, yeah.
it. And we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.